Well, as you have already heard previously on the program, the YMCA as an institution and a movement is celebrating their 175th year of existence here in 2026. So after speaking with our friends down on the Central Connecticut Coast Network, we decided to create a series and open it up to any YMCAs that are interested in coming on the program to talk about some of the awesome things that they do in the areas that they serve. So today, we are moving to part two with our Northern Middlesex YMCA team. We've got Jay Andronico on the line. He's the Vice President of Development and Strategic Projects. And Ben Silliman is the Camp Director. And we're going to be talking a lot about an upcoming event that is going to be 12 years strong here in 2026. That is their annual Chill for Change, which in great part is going to be supporting their Camp Ingersoll. So we'll be talking all about that with Ben in just a few moments. But Jay, let's kick it off with you. If I was you know, running into you at some sort of a fundraiser or social event or on the sidelines at a kid's soccer game, and I said, hey, what do you do, and why do you do it? Tell us your background with the Y.
Well, I'm actually pretty new here at the YMCA, about 2 months in. I went to Springfield College. Springfield College was born out of the YMCA movement, so the mission is near and dear to my heart. You know, what we do here for all ages, from birth to senior citizens, you know, allowing people to become healthy, being have services. We have a men's residence here. So, you know, we have everything and anything anybody would need. If you want swimming lessons, you need after school care or before school care. We do it all, and we do it for the community of Middlesex, Northern Middlesex. And we're just proud to be, you know, over almost 140 years a part of that. So you look at the Y being 175. Well, Northern Middlesex has really been around for a majority of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So as you were going, finishing up your college education, did you already have basically a focus on, applying everything you were learning toward going to work for the Y?
No, I actually was a sport management major and worked in sports for about 25 years, and determined that based off my Springfield College education and the EMAC's philosophy and the WISE philosophy of spirit, mind, and body, that I wanted to give back. So I left the corporate world and went into nonprofit, started at Special Olympics Connecticut, worked my way around a little, and now ended up here where I know that I'm home.
Oh, that's great. Having that long and deep roots in sports and sports education, and knowing all the incredible things that participating in sports can do to build a successful life and a career, it really seems like kind of a logical extension from where you started.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Like I said, I mean, everything has led me to here. Being part of an organization, you know, the Northern Middlesex YMCA, and, you know, we're in the midst of a capital campaign to raise dollars to renovate, put an addition on, and really make it, you know, a first-class destination for everybody in Northern Middlesex, you know, in the coming years and for the years to come. So,
Was this a facility that you had even a passing familiarity with in your prior corporate life?
No. I mean, I was a Y kid myself in Norwalk, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So I learned to swim at the YMCA in Norwalk. But no, I didn't know about it until I saw a job posting, and then really started talking with Michelle, the CEO, and coming on board and trying to, raise the additional capital that we need to take care of the capital campaign and make the building the object that we want it to be.
So as you were coming on board and getting to know the organization, for folks like you who may not be familiar with it, can you just give us kind of a brief verbal tour of the facility, if you will? What tell us a little bit about the actual physical organization and the layout?
Certainly. I mean, well, the good thing is the layout's going to change. The Welcome Center will be down near the parking lot. Right now, but you come into the Welcome Center, you come into the front desk, you're greeted, by the staff. You then can either go a number of different places, to the fitness room, to yoga, to spinning, to swimming, basketball. So there's a lot of different things going on, and there's a schedule of events every day that are going on that are taught by trainers. So honestly, it's just the ability to come in and exercise if you like, or if you just want to come in to socialize, we certainly have that as well. So I would say at the end of the day, it's really just an open community where people can benefit from what we do and the services we provide, and at the end of the day, making the community a better place.
So as you were coming on just sort of amidst the holiday period, an interesting time because you're kind of closing out a lot of the programs that were going on for the summer and into the beginning of the school season while looking forward to what is in store for 2026. Are there any specific programs that you noted early on were extremely popular there, or any particular groups or demographics in the community that you see who come to the Northern Middlesex Y as kind of like their home away from home?
Well, that's certainly true, but I would pass it off to Ben, because the camp in the summertime is a high point of
the
what we do.
Yes. That's great. Sure. Ben Solomon, thank you for joining us today. Now, aside from being a camp director at Camp Ingersoll, you have 12-month-a-year functions through the Northern Middlesex YMCA?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you again very much for having us. But yeah, this is a full-time, year-round position that we're very well-versed in handling the what do you do the rest of the year kind of question. So, yeah, I mean, when we have around 550 to 600 kids out at camp every day, a staff team of around 115 that we hire over every year, you can imagine the off-season is really jam-packed with making sure that we're ready to go on the right foot. We only have about 10 weeks to get it right and make sure that we have life-changing camp experiences for all our kids. So a lot of it is that preparation and getting ready. We also hosted around 50 to 60 groups out at camp this year with team building, character development, school picnics, corporate retreats, stuff like that. So we're always staying busy out there at our campgrounds in Portland.
That's awesome. It really kind of becomes a location where folks who may not have that kind of familiarity or those deep childhood or teen roots in the YMCA, an opportunity to kind of get to know the organization in what it sounds like is one of your most successful venues and programs.
Oh, very, very much so. And that's our goal, right? To engage families, to help strengthen our community. And we do a lot of that by youth development and also opportunities to like enjoy the campgrounds at our family nights that we have every other Thursday in the summer. And then we have an outdoor center membership for a very low fee where people can come out and enjoy the grounds and recreation with their families when they're not at camp.
So what does Camp Ingersoll offer to the average Northern Middlesex YMCA member?
Yeah, so in the off season, we have basketball courts. We will have pickleball courts coming this spring that we're really, really excited about. Yeah. We have mountain bike trails through a partnership with Stage One Cycling Club. Great organization, nonprofit like us that have helped develop our mountain biking trails. We have hiking trails. We have we're located on Job's Pond, so we have some fishing and just enjoying nature, natural environment. We also host birthday parties, like I said, team building. And a lot of varied interests, and according in addition to our great quality summer camp program.
Wow, that's fantastic! What a great variety, and to be blessed with all of those resources to connect community members. And you know, as Jay mentioned, and I mentioned off mic, you know, I'm a child of the Y, Waterbury YMCA, going back to another one of those vintage Y institutions that had a bit of a growth spurt about 25, 30 years ago. And, you know, I was still active in the organization when it went through its big expansion and building projects and adding pools and stuff like that. Just a spectacular place to go. And the one thing that I really like to drive home, and I know both of you could speak to, is that it's a safe place. It's a welcoming place, no matter how bad a day, particularly a young person might have had at school or out on the playground or at home. It's a place to go where they could find a shoulder to cry on, a friendly ear to listen, and activities that could boost their spirit, right?
Oh, of course. And through our association with the Y, and I mean, that's our main goal. We want to make sure that kids can be kids, families can be families, and spend time together while growing. You know, we have a high ropes course, we have a low ropes course, we have boating, we have swim lessons out at camp, we have archery, we have Campfire Fridays. But our main goal is to use all those things to help kids develop, pursue the interests that they want to, overcome new challenges, earn new skills, figure out how to manage your emotions and cope with what's going on in their lives, and doing it, like you said, in a really fun, safe, engaging way. We know that kids and youth thrive from non-parental adult role models, and really every year that's what we're trying to provide for kids in our communities.
Great. Well, I wanted to spend the tail end of our conversation today getting more people involved with and helping them get to know the Northern Middlesex Y and Camp Ingersoll, as well as, you know, kind of reminding folks that are familiar with the organization or very active that you've got a major event coming up, the 12th annual Chill for Change. For folks who may be feeling like they can be hardy and get involved in this activity directly, or maybe get a bunch of supporters to nominate them to participate, let's hear all about it.
Yeah. So thanks for mentioning that. The Chill for Change, it's our 12th annual jump into Job's Pond at the site of Camp Ingersoll on February 28th this year. So this is our, it's commonly referred to in other circles as the Polar Plunge, but it's our annual fundraiser where we sign up as individual or teams, and then we raise money for our to jump in the pond. We have a couple of different awards for best team theme, best dressed, and we get together at 1 o'clock on February 28th, and we jump in, and it's a really great event where all that those funds raised go directly to providing scholarships and financial assistance for families in need of that in order to attend summer camp. So our goal is to raise over $40,000 this year and have more than 50 jumpers. So we are right now starting to gain momentum. We have 20 jumpers, 8 teams, and we're looking to just increase that awareness and have anyone interested in joining us. So like you said, just checking out the teams, and if they have something to give and want to support us, they can do that. If they want to come down and see our jump at 1 o'clock on February 28th, it would be great to have everyone who wants to join us. It's a really fun, quick event that makes a huge impact on families in our community.
Yeah, but a party atmosphere nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to, right? Yeah. It's
the hot chocolate can't be hot enough, right?
Yeah.
Yes, fantastic.
Well, you also, as we play this on the first weekend of February with almost 4 weeks left to go before the big event, is it too late for folks that might be listening that might want to contribute as sponsors to get involved?
Oh, no, no. We're still accepting sponsors, accepting jumpers, teams. You know, this is one thing that we've worked really hard, and Jay's been a huge go-getter in this, is that, like, one great thing about this event is it's getting the word out, and then people sign up and just do it. So it's pretty easy, but we want to get as many people involved as early as possible. So now is the perfect time. They can contact myself or Jay, go on our website, campingyourself.org, and get some of that information.
Excellent. Well, let's end the conversation on a serious note, because while this is a really cool and fun event, the 12th annual Chill for Change event coming up at the end of February, it's for an important reason, and that's because I have come to understand that the Y hates very few things, but one of the things they hate is saying no. They never say no if somebody needs to be part of the Y, and that's why raising all of this support and scholarship money is so important, because I have to believe every year dozens if not hundreds of members of the greater Northern Middlesex communities members come to you guys needing the Y, but maybe not necessarily being able to afford the the straight membership.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, John. And like, it's no surprise, right, that costs are rising. We are a nonprofit, but we need to remain sustainable, so our costs are rising too. So we're doing everything possible to try to ensure that families that need our services and need a bigger community to grow and be supported by, that we're able to offer that. So last year, we had over $140,000 in assistance giving out just for camp, and we look to grow that every year. So this is one event that really helps us and enable us to provide even more every year. So everything, like you said, everything goes to providing these experiences for campers, and then also in turn helping strengthen communities and families as well.
The reason why the YMCA as an institution and as a movement globally has sustained for these 175 years, almost 150 of them in Greater Middletown with the Northern Middlesex YMCA, two of their representatives on the program today celebrating the Y, Jay Andronico, Vice President of Development and Strategic Projects, and Ben Silliman, a camp director at Camp Ingersoll. We hope you'll come out. You can go to the Camp Ingersoll website, any of the social sites for Camp Ingersoll or the Middlesex YMCA, or directly to the Middlesex YMCA website. MidYMCA.org is where you find them. Gentlemen, best of luck with the event. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and we'll see you down at the Y.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Get comfortable anywhere with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.